Well, now to Colorado, where evacuations continue as a result of all that epic flooding in the state. More than 11,000 people have been ordered from their homes. Hundreds remain unaccounted for. Alex Goosen is from Lyons, Colorado. He was airlifted out by the National Guard. And Alex, thank you so much for talking with us. I understand that right now you're at your girlfriend's house in Niwot, Colorado. But can you describe what it was like for you when the floods first hit Lyons?
I went home late, about 10 o'clock, and it was raining pretty good, but I just went home and went to bed, but in the morning I was woken up, it sounded like I'd left my TV on, and you know the cat had stepped on the remote, and it was just static, but it turned out to be just a torrent of water coming down the river. The river's right below my house, and normally you can just walk across the stream, and I was watching 60-foot pine trees float by, boulders rolling down the size of small cars, and so the mountain was grinding its teeth. It was pretty intense.
We've been seeing reports that described it being like a wall of water coming down the mountains there.
Yeah, I mean, it would come in 10 or 15 foot waves. I think, the debris would kind of back it up upstream, and then, a big wave would come through. But for the most part, it was just, like if somebody stuck their finger over a garden hose.
And were you able to get out?
No. After checking around the area, we found out that we were just totally cut off both upstream and downstream by the river. So we're kind of on an island there. Fourth day on Saturday morning, a helicopter came through and checked on us after the rain stopped. And then that Saturday, they started bringing in Black Hawk helicopters and actually airlifted a lady out who was just across the stream from us. She was totally cut off from anything. She was in her 90s. They pulled her out. They just lowered a guy down and lifted her up in a basket and took her away. Later that day, they were just taking us out five at a time via the helicopters, and they took us into Boulder Airport, where they bused us over to Niwot High School.
So you were one of those people that they airlifted out as well?
Yeah. Me and my little cat. She had never even been in a car before.
Oh,
yeah, so it was...
So you're in Niwot, Colorado right now. Have authorities told you about if, when you might be able to even think about going back home to Lyons?
I don't think they even know. They're still waiting for the water to recede. I'm expecting my vehicle and all my possessions will be inaccessible for months, really. And from what I saw, the road being eaten away, unless they get a huge Corps of Army Engineers or something up there, it's going to be months, I would guess.
Alex, I'm wondering, how long have you lived in Colorado for?
I've been here my whole life.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
Well, I remember when I was a kid, they had the big Thompson flood that wiped out the entire canyon, but this is so much more widespread. I mean, it did that again, plus just about every canyon up and down the Front Range here. It's just, normally we deal with forest fires and now we've got walls of water. It's biblical, really.
Well, Alex Goosen is one of the many people that were airlifted out of Lyons, Colorado, when the waters came. Alex, first of all, we're so glad to hear that you're safe and sound, and thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.